This is Dr. Schumacher, dictating a history and physical, a readmit history and physical, on a patient named Eileen Erspammer. Last name is Erspammer, E-R-S-P-A-M-E-R. First name Eileen, I-L-E-N-E. Place was Mission Point in Flint. Date was April 2nd, 2022. New paragraph, patient profile. Mrs. Erspammer is 78 and has been residing at Mission Point, with formerly Heritage Manor, and she was in the hospital and returned on about March 27th, period. New paragraph, chief complaint. Mrs. Erspammer was sent to the hospital with severe hypokalemia that was 2.4, and it went down to 2.2 in the ER period. She also has a right great toe wound with pain that has recently been treated with 6 weeks of antibiotics. And she comes back also on clindamycin, 300 milligrams, three times a day, period. She was not aware of any clear-cut symptoms of the hypokalemia, but that was treated with multiple IV boluses plus oral boluses of potassium, period. She also had hypomagnesemia, which was treated, period. Her only complaint is pain, and she has diffuse chronic pain, diffuse including the knees and hips and back, but she also has pain of the right great toe, period. She'd been followed by vascular for this, period. They were using Medhoney in the hospital, period. She denied any dizziness or arrhythmias, or any specific symptoms of the low potassium, but it was dangerously low, period. He has a history of Parkinsonism, which was stable at the present, but she doesn't ambulate, period. He has both bipolar disorder and mild dementia and borderline personality disorder, period. She's been a psychiatry client for some time, period. She had some recent epistaxis that was bothersome, and she had recurrent bleeding from her mouth and from the nose, and we thus held her Eliquis, period. I anticipate restarting that sometime soon, period. She's had deep vein thrombosis of the lower extremities, period. New paragraph, she has hypothyroidism without any specific symptoms, period. She has polyneuropathy, and this has been bothersome as well, period. She does not have diabetes, period. Her hypertension is currently stable, has no headache or chest pain. New paragraph, review of systems, constitutional. Does not feel feverish or is having chills. Eye denies major complaints. ENT, slightly decreased hearing. Respiratory, denies dyspnea, cough, or sputum. Cardiovascular, no chest pain or palpitations. GI, no abdominal pain, vomiting, or bleeding. GU, no dysuria or hematuria. Musculoskeletal, she has various pains, including the back, knees, hips, and the right great toe, period. CNS, she's non-ambulatory, she's weak in general. No lateralizing findings, though, period. No syncope and no recent seizures, period. New paragraph, skin, no major rash itch, and she has the slight drainage from the right great toe, period. That's stable, and it's got a foam dressing now, period. Review systems, remaining systems negative. In paragraph, past history is positive for co- COVID-19 infection, seizure history, generalized osteoarthritis of multiple joints, osteoarthritis especially of the knees, Parkinsonism, acute respiratory failure, dementia without behaviors, borderline personality disorder, anxiety disorder, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, bipolar disorder, polyneuropathy, essential hypertension, chronic pain syndrome, gastroesophageal reflux disease, glaucoma, deep vein thrombosis, migraine, impaired family history, both parents had cardiovascular disease. Social history. She's a former smoker, no ethanol abuse, and she lives in assisted living period. New paragraph, medications. Oh, she does still smoke? She does still smoke. Change that. She does still smoke in her social history. Medications, levocetirizine 5 milligrams nightly, clindamycin 300 milligrams every 8 hours for 1 week. Timolol, 0.5%, one drop in each eye at bedtime. Albuterol, 3 mL every 6 hours, PRN. Calcium carbonate, 0.5 milligrams every 4 hours as needed. Rapinrol, 0.5 milligrams nightly. Oxytocin, 5 milligrams daily. Metoprolol, 25 milligrams twice a day. Melatonin, 3 milligrams nightly. Docusate, 100 milligrams daily. Symbicort, 160-4.5, 2 puffs twice a day due to history of respiratory failure. Dulcolax, 10 milligrams. Suppository is needed. Aripiprazole, 10 milligrams daily. Apixaban, 5 milligrams twice a day, and we actually are resuming this now, period. Albuterol by nebulizer every 6 hours, PRN. Ondansetron, 4 milligrams every 4 hours, PRN, nausea. Levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily. Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily. Depakote, 500 milligrams twice a day. Cholecalciferol, 1,000 units daily. New paragraph allergies, codeine. New paragraph examination. She's not acutely distressed. She appears a bit debilitated, slightly ill. Blood pressure 138 over 69. Temperature 97.7. Pulse 682. Respiratory rate 18. O2's at 96%. Head and neck. Pupils equal and reactor light. Eyelids and conjunctiva normal. Extraocular movements intact. Oral mucosa normal. Ears normal to inspection. Neck supple, no mass, no palpable thyromegaly, no nodes. Lungs, clear to percussion and auscultation without labored breathing. Cardiovascular, normal S1, S2, no gout, no murmur, no significant edema. Aberrant, soft, non-tender, no palpable organomegaly. CNS, cranial ghostly normal, sensation intact. Musculoskeletal, slightly decreased shoulder range of motion, slightly decreased hip range of motion. No acute joint inflammation or effusion. Skin mostly intact, but there is a improved lesion of the right great toe. New paragraph assessment and plan. 1. Mrs. Erspammer had hypokalemia, which has been corrected, period. 2, she has osteoarthritis of multiple joints, especially the knees, period. She also has pain of the right great toe from a previous infection that's been treated. She is completing a course of clindamycin for the infection, but she has significant pain and chronic pain that I will read Zoom or Norco, and I'll order 5, 3, 5, 3, 25, 1 every 6 hours, period. Of course, she has hypothyroidism, and I will continue levothyroxine, 50 micrograms daily, period. I think she has... bipolar disorder and adjustment disorder, period. I'll continue Depakote, 500 milligrams twice a day, which may also help seizures, plus Cymbalta, 60 milligrams daily, plus Piperazole, 10 milligrams daily, period. 5, she has Parkinson's, and I'll continue Pinerol, 0.5 milligrams daily for this, and restless leg syndrome, period. She has history of deep pain thrombosis. I'll continue apixaban 5 milligrams twice a day, period. At the moment, she does not appear to be bleeding, period. She has hypertension. I will continue metoprolol 25 milligrams twice a day, period. I will follow her at mission point, period. This is Dr. Schumacher dictating, end of dictation.